Blackstone Publishing presents Race Me in a Lobster Suit, Absurd Internet Ads and the Real Conversations That Followed by Kelly Mann. This book is read by Dara Rosenberg, Susan Jackson, LJ Ganser, Brian Hansberry, Dan Bittner, Michael David Axtell, and Lauren Fortgang. For my parents. If you think about it, this is sort of like a grandchild. Book. Introduction. Talking to Strangers. You see that girl standing at the counter in the AT&T store, sweating as she tries to explain to the guy activating her SIM card why she's buying a burner phone? Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got there, and I'm going to tell you, of course. But first, I should probably explain how this whole thing started. Several years and a few jobs ago, I was feeling creatively unfulfilled and decided I needed some sort of outlet for my weird ideas. Because baby formula ads are not the time or place for characters with quirky fetishes, Kelly. So, one day I scribbled down a request for someone to dress up as a lobster and race me around my apartment and posted it as an online classified ad. I had no expectation of anything coming of it. But when people started responding to the ad, I realized I might have stumbled onto something. I kept posting newer, weirder ads, and people kept responding. And, well, here we are. Race Me in a Lobster Suit is a collection of email conversations I had with strangers who responded to the fake ads I posted on the internet. In each case, you'll see the original post and the full email exchange that resulted when someone replied, and I tried to keep the conversation as lengthy and entertaining as possible. Why do that, Kelly, you might ask? Great question. I asked myself that same thing more than once along the way. Like the time I came up for air from my Google search about ways to perform an at-home exorcism. How do you think of this stuff? Is another question I was asked a lot as I worked on this book. Basically, I throw a ton of ideas at the wall and see what sticks. Sometimes nothing does. In fact, a lot of the conversations went nowhere, and sometimes it took reposting the same ad a number of times before I figured out where I would take the story once someone replied. More often than I'd anticipated, I got caught off guard because someone was so willing to do something I never thought they'd do. Posing nude with a deadly animal, for example.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?